couple of weeks ago now, Bob and Dougie were making the headlines as they made their way up to the International Space Station. But this week, 35 years ago, a different Bob and Doug were separated on LBC after 10 years together at breakfast time.
Well, the time now is 9 minutes to ten, 9 minutes to liftoff, as it were, really, for
There's
Bob.
There's no room in the studio, do you realise that?
And so many people have written to us, so many members of the public have written to us and have contacted us by phone saying, what a day of regrets it's going to lose the old fella, and we hardly go along with that. And we have, of course, a great many contributors, many of whom have managed to pop into the studio and say their goodbyes to Bob actually live. Of course, one or two people just can't do that, one of which is this chap, who is a very familiar voice on AM, but the journey proved just too much, even for Bob's farewell.
It's still very early in the morning in Washington, and while a few lights are burning in the State Department, there's no evidence yet of any unusual activity or panic. A breakdown in intelligence may be the cause. There is speculation that U.S. officials were not given advance warning of today's development at Gulf Square. Certainly, President Reagan has not been woken. But then one recalls at least two other occasions when his aides misjudged the situation and allowed him to sleep, only to have regretted their decision with hindsight. If the White House does issue a statement on the wholeness affair, we'll be the first to bring it to you. Good luck, Bob, and thank you.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Andrew. Smashing to hear Andrew across the water, so to speak. Haven't seen him for a long time, have we, Andrew? So he pops over from time to time, but obviously didn't think it worth popping over so much.
Nicely done. Bob Holness leaving LBC after 10 years with Douglas Cameron. 45 years ago this week, the start of an experiment in parliamentary broadcasting.
This is BBC Radio 4. We now join the BBC's political editor, David Holmes, for the historic first live transmission to the nation of the proceedings of the House of Commons.
So it's a special day for us broadcasters in Parliament, and perhaps MPs feel that too. But this chamber is its usual, simple, cool-seeming self, even on this sweltering day, although it's anything but cool in this commentary box. The chamber's beginning to fill up at the moment. It is rather empty, though, just a dozen or so MPs waiting for prayers to begin on the five rows of green leather benches that run down either side of this chamber.
The trial of broadcaster proceedings in the House of Commons beginning on BBC and commercial radio this week in 1975. Premier Christian Radio launched this week 25 years ago.
OK, now with that great joy in our hearts and the great privilege where we are, if this was a battleship or a great liner, I guess they'd break a bottle of champagne over it. We've got something better than that. What better opportunity we've got to dedicate this station and all it's going to do down through the many years to God. We're delighted to have with us Right Reverend Roy Williamson, who's the Bishop of Southwark and one of our patrons, to come and join us now.
The launch of Premier Radio, the UK's first licensed Christian station, this week in 1995. Tony Blackburn made his on-air debut at Radio Caroline, but it was on the Pirate Radio London where he really perfected his craft and learned of top 40 radio. He climbed on board there this week in 1966.
Only you there from Rita Favoni. That's number 7 this week in our Fab 40. Thanks a lot, Paul Kay, for reporting. And welcome back, everyone, to the Tony Blackburn Show. Lovely to have you listening. And remember, I played you a track from the Peddlers, or of the Peddlers, just a little while back. Well, a funny thing happened because our tender has come alongside, and we now have the latest LP from the Peddlers, the first in Great Britain to have a copy, and as yet it's on tape, so they haven't even finished it yet. And I'm just trying to sort out a track that I particularly like, and I'll be playing you one from it, okay? Here's the number 31 sound, doing very well in the States, and it's going to be a big hit here for the casinos. Then you can tell me good night.
Tony Blackburn joining Radio London this week 54 years ago. It was a fairly lively place this week with Radio London because Kenny Everett was also returning there this week after his sacking 7 months before for criticising this programme.
The World Tomorrow. Herbert W. Armstrong now brings you the plain truth about today's world news with the prophecies of The World Tomorrow.
They used to have a 6-till-9 show in the evenings. And they used to interrupt it every night with this taped thing from America. You get the program, and he pays you like £50 a night to broadcast it. And it's an evangelical thing, and he tells you what horrors are in store on this planet if you don't buy his magazine. So I used to think this was a huge interruption in my show. I didn't agree with what he said, because I'm quite an optimist, really. He was fire and brimstone. all over the place. So I used to disagree with what he said and think, why me? Why has it been plonked in the middle of my show? Everybody's going to turn off because they don't want to hear depressing things. So when at the end of the show, I used to say sort of little, snide little comments about him. And one day he came to England on a little tourette. And I didn't know he was there. And I said one of my funny little things at the end of his show. And he rang Radio London and said, get that shit off my show.
Kenny Everett, who returned to Radio London this week in 1966. So, with Scott Mills moving to Radio 1 Evening Drive 16 years ago...
Can I just say, hats off to Radio 1. Big pats on the back for the last ever One Big Sunday.
The Queen opening new broadcasting house 7 years ago.
Here in this new studio, the Today programme studio, we've been joined by Her Majesty the Queen and the Director General of the BBC, Lord Hall of Birkenhead, for the formal opening of this BBC transformed headquarters in the heart of London.
Kerrang! Launching in the West Midlands on FM 16 years ago.
What does this porn star and Kerrang 105.2 have in common? They're both coming.
Oh, God, yeah.
Now.
It is June 10, 3 o'clock, year of our Lord, 2004.
Channel 4 announcing the launch of Channel 4 Radio 14 years ago. Did never happen. And BBC Local Radio beginning an experiment, reducing broadcasting hours to improve quality and take pressure off overworked staff 41 years ago. Those are this week's Radio Moments.